So when you think about electric vehicles, for me, when I think about electric vehicles, what comes to mind for me is modern technology. I think about Tesla, the interesting features, the touch screen, and all those interesting things. But when I was doing the research for this podcast, I realized that electric vehicles are actually very old. And they were probably one of the first form of vehicles ever created. Even more interesting is the fact that in the 1990s, about 40% of the cars on the road in the US were actually electric vehicles. Yeah, I was so surprised. I was there thinking electric vehicles were sort of like new, but it turns out that they were very old. So what happened? How did we go from having 40% of the cars on the road electric, and now electric vehicles now seem like something novel and something new? This is what we'll be talking about on our Cool Tech Works podcast. My name is Bolu, and yeah, I just want to point out, I got a feedback on my last episode where I talked about how bank transfers work. Yes, a huge shout out to Alfred from Twitter. I got your message. Thank you so much for the engagement. And you mentioned that you would like to know how radio works. I'll give that some thoughts, and that'll probably be the content for an episode of this podcast. So let's go back to electric vehicles. Yeah. So I was really surprised that electric vehicles is something that was very old, something people used a lot back then. So if you go back in history, right, if you look at the history of vehicles, you see that electric vehicles were some of the earliest kind of vehicles that were first created. You have to go back to the 1830s, where someone called Robert Anderson in Scotland built the first electric carriage. So the problem was, it was not rechargeable, but it was really interesting. 1830, a motorized carriage, that kind of blows my mind, right? And then if you go further a bit more, we had an electric locomotive in 1837 by the same person. And this one could pull 6 tons, right? Something that weighed 6 tons at a speed of 4 miles per hour. Right. The interesting thing was that railway workers saw that and they probably got scared of their jobs, right? Like, if someone invented this, they will probably not need railway again, and this invention will probably take our jobs. So they destroyed it. That was really interesting. They actually destroyed it. And then if you fast forward a bit more, by 1859, right, there was the advent of rechargeable batteries, giving electric vehicles, the whole electric vehicle concept, it gave it some legs, right? It made it more interesting. So by 1880s, they started deploying electric trams, creating prototypes in England. And then in 1887, William Morrison built another electric carriage, but this time this electric carriage had a speed of 20 miles per hour, and it was showcased at the 1839 Chicago World's Fair, and it was truly ahead of its time, right? Just imagine it. And that's what I've noticed about technology generally, right? A lot of things that we have today were concepts from like way back when. Someone has probably written about it, someone has probably thought about it, or someone has probably even invented something close, right? But the thing with technology is, I think there are very brilliant people, there are people that invent things, but for some technology to really take off, right, for some technology to be commercialized, something has to come first. That's what I notice about technology. So yes, you can invent something, but inventing something and commercializing something are two very different things, which is what I've noted. Commercializing it might need someone else to invent something that will grow very well, become mainstream, and make it possible for your own invention to be commercialized, right? Which is the same thing that happened with electric vehicles, right? We've been, like I said, 1880s, 1890s, many of the cars on the roads were electric vehicles, 40% actually electric vehicle, right? But something happened. Internal combustion engines, which is what we are familiar with now, the petrol cars, diesel cars, they were becoming more popular, right? Because electric vehicles still had their issues. The only reason why electric vehicles were more popular than, or were as popular as these petrol and gasoline vehicles back then, was because the gasoline ones were very hard to use. So you had to like crank the steam engine and petrol engine cars. So if you've used these old diesel generators before, I'm not talking about the mechanics now. Those ones are like probably push to start or something. But if you use those ones where you have to like crank, dangerous they can be and how difficult they are to use, right? So people just sort of prefer the electric ones, and they just made sense. They were easy to use. The smoke wasn't too much. They were very convenient. But then oil started becoming less expensive, and people started tilting towards internal combustion engines. People started making more internal combustion engines. They started researching on it. They started making it much better. They didn't need the cranking again. There was batteries to start the car, and electric vehicles were not making a lot of progress. So the batteries weren't so rechargeable. They could not go very far, and electric vehicles are expensive. So think about it. Electric vehicles are going to travel a couple of miles. I'll probably need to change the battery again. But the internal combustion engines were going further. They were less expensive. Oil had also become less expensive. So it made sense that ICE vehicles started to take over. But electric vehicles made a comeback, right? And that comeback started around the 1970s, where electric cars found new relevance amidst the oil crisis. There was an oil crisis, and the city car emerged as a practical solution. So even though it was kind of like a golf cart vehicle, it became very popular. So fast forward to the 1990s, General Motors introduced the EV1. This was an all-electric car. It was showcased, and it was pretty groundbreaking. But unfortunately, it was crushed with corporate decisions, and it didn't stop there, right? The innovations with electric vehicles did not stop there. People kept trying to reiterate, and things got better. But before I tell you about how things got better and how electric vehicles are starting to make a bigger comeback now, it's also important to note the role mobile devices played in making it possible for electric vehicles to be where they are today. So remember what I said about inventing something and commercializing something. You know, I mentioned that sometimes some technology needs to progress a certain way. Someone probably needs to invent something else that will make it possible for you to commercialize whatever invention you had. And that, in the case of electric vehicles, was mobile devices, right? While people were making ICE cars and petrol engines, they weren't really thinking about developing the EVs and making EV batteries better. But people who were creating mobile devices were doing that, right? We're learning about how to make phone batteries last longer, how to make electric this, electric that could be rechargeable. And that was how we made progress with the lithium ion batteries. They became rechargeable, they could last longer. And that same technology is what is fueling the EV markets now. We now have EV cars with lithium ion batteries that can hold a lot of power, that can recharge in less time. And yeah, so you see how technology usually comes back to like connect with each other. You see how the advancements in one area can help advancements in another area. So a lot of companies continue to try to make progress with EVs. And besides the oil crisis, there were also government policies, right, that aided the improvement of EVs. There were studies that climate was changing, we needed alternatives to fossil fuels because of carbon dioxide and things like that, and the need to care about the environment. So research ramped up in EVs, And then the major breakthrough came in 2008 with the Tesla Roadster. And Tesla released a car that could travel 320 kilometers on a single charge. And that radically changed everyone's perspective on EVs. And from there, I think a lot of people probably knew EVs were here to stay, because it was unheard of. It was absolutely insane, right? That an electric vehicle could travel that far. And then just like that, innovations have continued to happen in the EV space. So how exactly do EVs work? So for this, I basically did my research, read up on different ways EVs work, and I'll just say what I've discovered off the top of my head, because I noticed that because it's a podcast, right, and it's not a video podcast, so you really don't have any visuals to work with. So it will require me also using my imagination to try and walk you through it and help you understand. So here's the thing, right? An energy vehicle has a couple of components. So we have the electric motor, we have the inverter, we have the charging port, and those are basically the parts you should be concerned about, right? So instead of the petrol cars where you have an engine, for EVs you have an electric motor, right? So as you can imagine, the EV has less parts than a petrol car. So this means that EVs they're actually really good, and they don't need that much maintenance. You don't need to oil this, oil that, spark plugs, things like that. They have fewer parts. And then you see that EVs have more space because of this. So there's no bonnet that is filled up with different engine parts, which is really awesome, right? And then another really important component is the batteries, right? So what happens is that direct current is taken from the batteries to the inverter. So the inverter turns the DC power from the battery to AC. So this is direct current and AC is alternating current. So you need that alternating current to make the electric motors spin. So I think on a surface level, that's pretty much how electric vehicles work. Going any deeper would probably make my brain explode. Yeah, but this will probably have a guest talk about electric vehicles again, because the lot of electrical and engineering jargon I found out about how electric vehicles work, and yeah, they are pretty very complicated. But I think overall, yeah, because of how much innovation has happened in this space, I think the way they work is pretty simple, and I think it's actually genius. Like, that level of simplicity is pretty genius, because the battery, all light is there, is the battery, a couple of other really interesting stuff, really interesting technological stuff. But what really amazes me is how much compressed and minimal things are compared to ICE, right, internal combustion engines. And for me, I think electric vehicles are pretty much, we're going back to those times in the 1990s where electric vehicles were 40% of the cars on the road. And I think we're going back there, definitely. And a lot of companies, I think the competition is now getting really intense, which will make a lot of companies innovate more and drop prices of electric vehicles. And we have a couple of Nigerian companies that are doing electric vehicle stuff. We have Jet EVs, we have Siltech, and these guys are doing really amazing stuff. Siltech, for example, has an electric vehicle. It's a three-wheeler, but you can actually charge it in your house, right? Charging is done in like 2 hours, and it has really, really long range. I think over 300 kilometers, right? which is really interesting. So I think electric vehicles are really amazing, and honestly, if I had the money, I'll probably buy an electric vehicle in Nigeria. A lot of people would think it doesn't make sense, but it actually makes a lot of sense. I'm not a transport worker,
right?
And all I do is practice, just go to work and go to church. I don't really think I go anywhere else. Yeah, I live a pretty boring life. So if I charge my car overnight and I have a full battery, I probably won't need to recharge in 3 days, right? And that's also taking into consideration Lagos traffic and everything. I probably won't need to recharge in 3 days, and I'm sure it will probably be more. So electric vehicles sort of make sense. And fun fact about electric vehicles, did you know that because they are so quiet, they are required to have artificial sound so that people can actually hear them when they're coming? So it won't make sense if, I don't know if you've seen all these electric bikes, it won't make sense if there's one behind you and you can't hear them coming, and you're probably walking on the side of the road, they'll probably just knock you over. So some electric vehicles actually made to have artificial noises so that we can hear them coming. And another thing about electric vehicles is they are a lot faster. So because they're electric, they don't need to like crank up, like they are a lot faster, they reach their top speed faster, because for internal combustion engine, it's pistons and explosions that are taking place inside, you know, gases. Electric vehicles, those things can be done like a lot faster, right? And it's just, it makes sense. And I can't wait for, I don't want internal combustion engines to die off completely, but I see electric vehicles taking over. Let me know what you think. Do you think the same thing too? This is the end of today's podcast. Let me know how you feel about it. Reach out to me on Twitter. Just search for Bulu Abiodun and you definitely find me. Or you can send me an email at bulu@techpoint.africa. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you in the next one.